I've also been driving my car with no air conditioning lately. trying to acclimate. I'm working in an office.
Me too.
I don't have a chance.
Yeah. Sitting in a chair all day.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're laughing, but it's the truth.
It's
Is
so
that your
brutal.
Way of saying your air conditioning's broken, Kyle?
Welcome back to the What Podcast. It's Star Wars Day, right? It's for all the nerds out
right.
there when we're recording, it's a big day.
It's also Cinco de Cuatro.
Yeah. Cinco de Cuatro.
So I'm Barry, that's Russ. You'll notice that Brian is not here. He is on a special assignment. He's trying to figure out just how much jam band it takes to actually kill a human being. I think he's doing Widespread and Pearl Jam and who knows what else. But Russ, you and I, we went deep into the portal. We went and got a stand-in for Brian. We went and got none other than Evan Bonnaroo. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. Speaking of jam bands, I just got back from Vegas doing the Sphere last week. So,
I wanted to hear about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So my buddy, one of my best friends, Tony, was getting married out there, and I'm like, let me squeeze in a day early, and we got a bunch of people to come on for the Thursday show, and it was a really, really good time, great show. Getting in and seeing other people, it's kind of like Bonnaroo, getting to see other people's faces, see it for the first time, and it's a really special place and a special show.
How was it doing it the second time? Yeah,
that was my third overall show, so it's kind of cool to know kind of what's gonna happen a little bit. It's definitely worth going as many times as you can. So it definitely doesn't get old.
Nice. Well, thanks for joining us, for filling in. Thanks for filling in for Brian. Big shoes, I guess.
I mean, me and Brian have similar tastes. He's a little grumpier than I am.
He's a lot grumpier than any human being. If he's not grumpy, he's grumpy. if that makes sense.
He's only happy when he's grumpy.
He makes up reasons to be grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to lighten up the show a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If Brian ever shows up and he's in a good mood, look out. Something's wrong.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah. It's bad. He'll figure out a way to make himself unhappy. Something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we have a special guest in addition to Evan. Kyle is joining us to talk about EDM. He's been on with us several times. He's kind of not the EDM expert. I wouldn't say that, but he certainly knows his
compared
stuff.
To us, he is. Yeah.
He fills a hole in the market.
He fills a hole. And what I like about him when he joins us is he's not just focused on that. He's like so many of us. He sees the big picture when it comes to the lineup, but he also brings that EDM expert. And he was kind enough to put together a Spotify playlist for us, which we'll link to.
We'll link to it. He told me he was up until 4 a.m. today putting that list together, so... Please go check it out. He put a lot of work into it.
And I started listening to it on Friday and again Saturday and then this morning. And I got to be honest, I like some of it and some of it I can't stand. just don't like it at all, some of it. But, you know, that's the thing. It's some things are for some people and not for everybody, so... it's a really cool list, and I appreciate him putting that much effort into it. Guys, we're just a little over a month. Are you ready? You started packing?
Yes. Evan, you pile ready?
I just unpack, so now I have to...
Oh, that's right. You were gone.
Yeah. So
Do you?
But now we can finally shift focus to festival mode and start putting everything together. I also just moved.
Right.
I also just moved in with Skylar a month ago, so I know where everything is. We're all
there.
It's about shoving it into the car now. So
there it is.
Cool.
Do you keep a Bonnaroo go pack go pile, or do you use? I mean, you travel a lot more than I do, certainly. But is it all in one place typically?
Generally, yes. I mean, I also don't have a house. I have an apartment, so like I don't have.
Fair enough.
You know, I don't have the luxury of having everything in multiple rooms, so it all kind of has to be in one place. But yeah, you just kind of keep some bins together, and you're just like, here's my bin of my camping stuff, the you know string lights and pocket knives and that kind of stuff, and you're just like, all right, let me just take that bin and throw it in the car.
I know we asked some folks on our Discord to send us some pictures of their piles, and a couple of people did. So
yeah, we got a few pictures, and we'll put that up. The what.co/Discord if you want to join. We got some people putting their piles together in the corner, and yeah, I see, you know, some tapestries, and somebody, I don't know if this is a joke, but somebody posted a picture of what just looks like a giant bubble that's clear with like a couch inside.
I like it. All right. So any other news or anything we need to touch on before we bring Kyle in to talk about basically what we talked about, or what we wanted to talk about, was how the actual week kind of goes. We've all done it enough. We know we make those plans, but we also know the sun comes up at a certain time and it's hot, and you better take care of your feet and take care of the sunscreen and hydrate and all those sorts of things. And the reality of the farm is huge, you know, so we try to deal with that kind of thing today on the show. So,
yeah, after going for 10 plus years, you start to know how the week's gonna go, and you know yourself, and you know how to be realistic about what to set your expectations at.
Yeah,
see, it only takes 10 years, and then you know what, you know how to do this.
Yeah, that reminds me, I was listening back to last week's show. We had Beth and Abby on, and I think at one point Beth said something about Saturday last year. She was like, yeah, I wanted to go see this, but it was hot, and I just wasn't going to leave camp. And I'm like, yep.
Yeah, it was Michigander. I think
Michigander, like, that's right.
Yeah, and she wanted to see him, but yeah.
Those are those game day decisions that we
You could take the schedule that you make for yourself, and then if it's, you know, over 90 degrees, you can tell this is probably going to happen. If it's under 90 degrees, you're like, okay, this might actually all happen.
Yeah, exactly. And that's okay. That's the point. I think that's the point. You're going to be there for a long, long time. You'll be there for 4 or 5 minimum days. You can't do it all. Don't try. Don't beat yourself up over it. Just enjoy it. All right, so let's get into it. Here's our conversation with Kyle. We're going to talk a little EDM, and we're going to talk about how we think Bonnaroo might go this year.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to outsmart the elements. Their Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X products now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, there he is, friend of the show, EDM dub master. Is that right? Is that like so 5 minutes ago?
I'll take dub master. That's sick.
It feels like one of those. I felt old when I said that for some reason. How are you, Kyle?
Nah, I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good. Well, he's awesome. EDM Kyle to you. He's Volkswagen Kyle to me.
Okay,
that is true.
Multi hats, yeah, like everybody else in this thing.
Barry, you might be the only one that doesn't have a Volkswagen in this in this
group? Not anymore. I used to have a fastback, believe it or not, when I was in college. Brakes went out one day going down a hill. That's a bad feeling when you put your foot all the way to the floor. I don't know if you guys have ever done that.
I have.
It's a bad feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You start looking for hills or something to bump into, garbage cans or something. But
yeah, but anyways, Kyle's got a 81? 81, right? 81 Vanagon.
81 Vanagon, Westphalia. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Compliments mine pretty well. Steely Van. And my first Bonnaroo 2018, you and I were camped out in Pod 2 together.
Pod 2, yeah.
I
think you guys were camped right next to where I was in Pod 2, because I remember seeing two buses together.
Get out of here.
It's so funny. Yeah, totally I've talked to so many people. Yeah, I know that I've told, like, oh yeah, we camped in Pod 2 in 2018, and I've heard so many people like, I was there in Pod 2. But like, it was my first year, so I didn't know hardly anyone.
Right.
But it's so funny. Yeah. Evidently we made a mark, because a lot of people remember. I'll put the picture up, but you know, the two buses there.
Yeah. Wow. And you don't know how good you had it either back then. Like, you went from Pod 2 to like artist camping. Like, you don't even know. You were never in Pod 9 back in the day in 2012, schlepping all the way across.
That's right.
No paved roads, stepping on rocks. Ugh.
Nope. That was my one and only GA camp, was Pod 2. And I must say, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
You had it good. It was a good spot. We were like right near the trees, kind of. It was perfect.
Yeah, we had shade. It was nice.
That was cool.
Well, I think I'm glad we're talking about this, because part of what we want to do today, and it's funny to me, we're all veterans of multiple Bonnaroos with different experiences. And so kind of thought we would go through the lineup. We haven't really done, we've done do's and don'ts, we've done advice, we've done camping tips, but I don't know that we've done sort of where we go through the day, like how it might actually play out. We're going to try to do that. And of course, we got Kyle here because we want to talk about EDM, which we have said many, many times, neither Russ nor I nor Brian know much about. So we reached out to the folks who do, and Kyle is kind enough to have made a playlist even for us.
I did.
Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes as well.
So we'll have that. But kind of wanted to talk about, like, what you guys were just talking about, how this thing actually works. And I've thought about it a lot this morning. I don't know. We'll see how deep we go. I kind of feel like, as we mentioned last week with Abby and Beth, I don't want to, like, give away too much, because it's everybody's first time. I mean, not everybody, but for their first timers, you know, I don't want to tell you how your Bonnaroo should be, but also do kind of want to give some, here's what you're going to expect kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you want to start with first? Do we want to go through the EDM stuff, or just kind of go day by day and drop in your tips? Kyle, how do you guys want to do this? I'm open.
Oh, man. Let's go day by day.
Okay. Yeah, I have my stuff organized day by day as well.
Yeah,
so.
Evan's got some picks too. So,
all right, let's do this first. Russ, you're going to show up tomorrow. Kyle, what day are you
showing
up? I'm
there now.
Up?
What do you mean?
Kyle, what's your plan?
I get there around like 1 o'clock on Tuesday, usually.
All right. So you're a Tuesday as well. How about you, Evan? Yeah.
I get to Manchester on Monday.
Oh my God.
I have a 15-hour drive down there. So
you guys are killing me.
Well, we stay in Manchester. We go to Common John on Monday night, and we have a lot of people in town. And then we wake up and at 8 or 9 in the morning, we drive right in, and we're there Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Maybe I should come in Monday night then. You're talking me into it. If you don't go to Common John.
Common John does have beer.
Talk me into it.
He's in. I'm actually thinking Wednesday. So, well, let's just go ahead. Go ahead, Evan, since you're the first Monday. How did your week, you kind of alluded to it, but how did your week start? You get a 15-hour drive.
Yeah, so the past couple of years we've been driving down. I have a group of a core group of like four or five people. We usually drive down, leave Sunday morning really early, get down to Knoxville and stay in a hotel there. It's like an 11-hour drive. I'm in Jersey City, by the way. And then so 11 hours down there, we wake up and then it's 2-3 hours to Manchester. Last year we stopped in Nashville for some barbecue brunch, which was really cool. And then we're in Manchester and getting our last bunch of supplies, going to the liquor store, putting stuff in plastic bottles. And then we go, we meet up with who's ever in town at Comma John. And last year we had probably like 25 people meet up there. So it was really fun.
Nice.
What was your first year?
My first year was 2012.
Okay. So you couldn't obviously go on Monday then. So how has this changed?
Over the years, we since it's a much bigger trip for us, we've gone to Nashville for a couple days beforehand sometimes. They used to have a CMA Fest at the same time or right before. So all of Broadway they would close out all of Broadway and have like cool shows like Darius Rucker played one year. So it was kind of like a nice little parlay. So we get to Nashville like Tuesday night, and then we wake up on Wednesday and drive to Manchester.
And you're what, camping?
I'm in group now with the Rubus.
Okay. But, I mean, it's tent, cot, sleeping bag. Yeah.
Yep, pretty much. Nothing too fancy. But over the years, you refine your gear and your methodologies.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back to that. Kyle, what's your travel? What's your itinerary?
I'm in North Atlanta, so it's, you know, in Steely Van, it's like a 3-hour drive. You know, I have to cross over that mountain pass, whatever that is, Mount Eagle or whatever.
Mount Eagle, yeah.
Yeah, which is always fun, you know, in an old vehicle. But I usually leave here at like 11, 10 or 11 or so, and hit the road, get up there around between 12 and 2, usually. I have a whole chart on my phone where I've like kept track of all the times, like when I've arrived. It's always around like between like 1:15 and 1:30. Yeah, usually at that point, there's like no line for the security. You just breeze right on in and they go put you up by the arch and
yeah,
there you are.
And
it's so simple.
And how many in your group?
Immediately it's just me, but for the past couple of years, I've been meeting up with people who are coming from other states and we all camp together in one long little convoy type thing. So we'll usually like meet up at the Walmart parking lot beforehand and then travel in together. But up until recently, it's mainly just been me just making friends with my neighbors and having a good time.
All right. So what's interesting about this is you guys you've both done it, and you have a routine. You know about the Walmart parking lot. Evan, you know about Knoxville, used to be Nashville. Rush used to go to that Walmart parking lot too, right?
First couple of years. I think it's worth mentioning the Walmart parking lot. It's almost a festival within itself because you get so many people there basically just waiting to go in. And it's a great place to stop and, like you said, pick up supplies, pick up beer, pick up ice, everything you need. That Walmart, they have specifically tailored to Bonnaroo because they know so many people come in. So they stock a lot more camping gear. They stock a lot more beer, food, drinks, all that stuff. So that's pretty much where everybody's stops in first thing in Manchester, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say it used to be a mad dash, and back then everyone was just waiting there on Wednesday, and then we got the notification gates are open and everyone sprints to their cars.
Oh yeah.
But it kind of reminded me listening last week, by the way, thanks again. I said Abby and Beth, but Beth made the point at the end of the show last week, if you forget something, don't worry about it. You know what I mean? I used to think, and I've made the joke, I used to think I was going to the moon, you know, and had to pack everything or I was going to die. But if you forget something or you need something, there's always that Walmart or whatever else is on the road there. But along those lines, and we made that point last week again, get gas, fill up, check everything. Maybe an hour outside of Manchester. Don't wait till you're inside Manchester, depending on when you're getting there. But stop, get gas, fill up, bathroom break, water break, whatever. that type of thing.
Murfreesboro is a really good place to do that. They have a couple of Walmarts, and there's a little bit more infrastructure there.
Yeah.
Depending on which way you're coming, you know, Monteagle, like I said, there's a couple of gas stations. There's a McDonald's. That's where we always stop, hit that bathroom right there, and go down the hill, and you're there. So, all right. So when you guys roll in, what's first agenda?
I usually jump out, and I put one stake in the ground for the canopy leg, and because usually I'm by myself setting up camp. And, like, you know, it's always that...
Yeah,
it's that too. GA camp kind of mad dash for property. Like, we all have our allotted space, but you kind of want to claim your space real quick, just, you know, so it's fair. As usual, I jump out and get the canopies out, put the stake in, yank that canopy across, stretch it out, and just try to get it, like, set up as quick as possible. And then I start cracking the beers. I start setting up camp slower and start making shade. But, I get really anxious every time about it. Like, as we're pulling in, Russ, you could relate to this. Our slider doors on the buses are on the passenger side. And, you know, you don't really have a say on where they're going to park you when they're lining you up, like what your camp's going to be on. And so there's been a time or two where they've put me where, you know, my door's opening to the street. I had to tell them, hey, can you, like, pause traffic for a second so I can turn my vehicle around?
I need to get
like,
turned
I don't
around.
I don't want to camp out here on the street. I want to camp on that side.
Yeah, because they give you a 20 by 20 spot, and it's enough room for your car, and then a tent next to it is typically what you would have. But our doors being on the passenger side, it only opens one way, so we have to orient the door so that it's opening into our space. So,
we're not a Honda Element, you know, we can't camp on either side. Like, you know, we're set on one side.
Exactly.
But they're always super cool about it every time, so it's only happened twice.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I was going to go. It's all about attitude. You know, if you come out of your car with attitude, you might get attitude back. But if you're cool, they're usually pretty cool, right?
Exactly.
Got to remember, these guys working, it's their first time. They don't know, especially if you're getting there on Monday or Tuesday. You know, they've been given instructions, and here you come, you know. Don't fight them.
I got one little tip for that. If you have a couple cold bottles of water handy, hand those out to the people working.
I was about to say that.
Yes, I do that
every
year.
Help you. Yep. They'll help you out if you need some.
Yep.
A little extra.
I've told this story many times. The last real time we were back in the woods, what is it, 931, whatever, you know, we used to go in with 20 or 30 people, and me and Brian and Brad Steiner, and we would police tape off an acre. It was unbelievable. It was horrible. And I got there first and got out, and I had a Songbird's hat on, which is a museum here in Chattanooga. And the kid parking cars, it was his first day. You could tell he's like, but he saw my hat, and we got to talking. So everything worked out. And here comes Steiner in his car, and he starts, and I'm like, dude, I got this taken care of. Relax. He gets out of the car. No, no, no. And I'm like, okay, man, go ahead. Have your moment.
it reminds me of that Kid Rock meme on the beach when he's like all huffed up and he's walking. He's like,
yep. Show your ass. Go ahead. Yeah. Show your ass.
I'll talk to them.
I'll see about this.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you know exactly.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah. So, be cool and everything will happen and it'll work out. Stake your land, like you said, lay out your space, pop a beer, relax. You're there.
Meet your neighbors. You know,
meet your neighbors.
You're
taking a breath
so
and you're
important.
All set up and you make eye contact with that sweaty guy over there who's also exhausted from setting up his camp.
Yep.
You know, raise your beer up to him and say, hey.
Yeah.
And then he'll say, hey. And now you've got a friend for the rest of the weekend.
That's right.
It's so great.
You'll end up watching out for each other, sharing.
You can help
whatever.
Each other if you help each other out with, you know, a canopy or two, they'll help you out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
It goes a long way.
Chances are either you forgot something, you might have to ask your neighbor, or they forgot something and you've got them covered. It works out both ways. So, yeah, it's a good way to get acquainted, and then you're pretty much, because you're going to be there all weekend anyways, you might as well get along.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, you get kind of a neighborhood watch going because, you know, if you know that they're going in at a certain time and you're staying back at camp, you can sort of keep an eye on everything, and they can do the same when you're in. So, yeah, yep. It's good to have neighbors.
Absolutely.
And if you're my neighbor this year, I have a limited edition Steely Van Bonnaroo sticker.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
I'm only going to make like 20 of them, so if you're my neighbor this year, you're going to get one of those stickers. So, you know.
Nice.
Bring something.
Yeah, bring something to trade.
Yeah, bring something to trade. Try to make it something.
Your local beer.
Yeah, it's something local beer, to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're coming from Atlanta. We're coming from Chattanooga. Evan, you're coming from the East Coast.
Jersey.
You know, bring something. Whatever it is, that's kind of cool things. The other thing, you just said, Russ, you're going to be together for a long time, and I was thinking about that this morning. This is a different kind of event. It's not like you're going to be there for a long, long time, right? And that's really, I guess, part of why I thought about this idea for this particular show. There's a rhythm, you know. It's 24/7, so it's not just go see a show and come back and it's over. You know, there's a morning, there's a lunchtime, there's mid-afternoon, there's all kinds of different things that happen.
There's a cadence you'll pick up on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's important to sort of set that up. The other thing I would say, and a lot of people have mentioned this, it's going to be hot, it's going to be sunny. If you're prone to burning, go ahead and put that sunscreen on as soon as you get out. Yeah. Don't forget. Everywhere, and that's an easy one to forget about, right? You've been in the car for so long, you're excited, you get out, you start setting up, and before you know it, you're burned, right? Yeah.
Yeah, don't wait on that, yeah.
And as, I don't know if you remember, Russ, Evan Tolley, our friend, be sure and get those haunches. Put that stuff on those haunches.
Get them in the haunches, yeah.
I don't know if I have haunches, but I'll make sure it's on there.
Still makes me laugh. Yeah, put it on those places that you don't normally think about. So, all right, so you guys get settled in, and then what? Are you going into Centaroo right away? I mean, what happens on a Tuesday? And
it's not open yet.
Yeah,
I can't go to Centaroo Tuesday.
So what are you doing all day long?
I'm in charge of the kind of camp design for our. We have a big robust camp, so I got a vest on, a clipboard, and everything. So I'm telling everyone where to park. I'm serious. I'll send talk with.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I have a diagram now for where everyone's going to be, because we have a big monkey bar and everything. But after that, you can kind of walk around, see what's up in the plazas. It's cool to just go walk over by the arch. It used to be checking out the new design and just kind of seeing what's around and feeling it out. Because there's always a lot of new things to pay attention to, and there's new designs and, you know, little things here and there. So you're not going to be bored, I promise.
No. And again, you guys are veterans, but we've made the point, find your landmarks and find them with the idea that they will change, right? So, yeah, that corner lot, that corner flag or whatever that looks good at noon on Tuesday will look completely different at midnight later, or even the next day when everybody starts arriving. So, try to get a good lay of the land.
Maybe AirTag something in your camp, your car or something. That always helps.
Yeah. Also, keep, you know, hydrate. Start. If you haven't already, start drinking that water. Pop the beer. Have your cold drink, whatever. But start hitting that water as well.
Yep.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm jealous.
All right. So check out everything Tuesday. Have fun. Eat your snacks. Find out where the bathrooms are. Find out where the water is. Meet your neighbors, right? That's day one. Wednesday is going, that's when things really, and what a change, what a difference. you guys, Evan, especially, you can talk about it. The Rubus has a full event, day long schedule.
Yeah. And it's, we're we were on the schedule last year. We have a totem. We're calling it a purple carpet. So dress up fancy and we'll, I'll get your photo. I think we're going to have some sort of backdrop and everything to take photos. And then this is all on the schedule too. So, we have a full lineup from, I think like 3 or 4 PM all the way till 1 o'clock in the morning, of really awesome local artists. And then, Jason of Cherub is going to be back there again. And, shout out to Matt and Andrew who are putting this whole thing together. And, we got a lot of great artists. Wanda is going to be there as well. And there's a special surprise at the end.
Nice. Yeah, confirmed.
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 Oh.
Saw that on the schedule. Confirmed. I like it. All right, Russ. So here's the thing. I want to come over, Wednesday. Are we going to be able to get out there? I mean, that's always the big question for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because we got to go through Centaroo. We can get there. Can we?
No,
get
you don't
back?
Go through Centaroo. You can't go through Centaroo on Wednesday.
Yeah, I got to go around the.
Got to go around it.
Production Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of make a right there behind the what stage, and then you know where in the woods is right there on the edge. Just walk through. There's a camp there. You can walk through that. Used to be when that was VIP camping. You know, it was sectioned off, but now you can kind of just walk straight through. But yeah, you can get there.
Okay. So explore. That's the thing, right? All right. So what else about Wednesday?
You explore, you hydrate, you check stuff out, you see what's new, like you said. It's funny you mentioned like seeing what's new, and I think you kind of alluded to like you used to go see the new arch, but like now that it's a digital arch, it's like, you know, it's something new every day, whereas like back in the past, it was like, oh, what's the new design going to be?
Right.
So yeah, see all that stuff. And also like Tuesday and Wednesday, you'll find me out there selling stickers. I'll be going up and down the camps and, you know, just trying to make some little bit of food money back, you know, spread some positivity, meet some cool people and selling some stickers and all that good stuff. So.
Well, speaking of stickers, you got an Etsy store, right? Why don't you plug that real quick?
I do have an Etsy store. It's called Dope Shit. It's that right there, but it's not spelled Dope Shit, but it's Dope Shit. And
yeah, spell that.
DOHPECHYTT.
Aha. There you go.
You thought you had me on that one.
well, people that are listening audio, you know, you got to spell.
Oh, true. Good point. I always watch the episodes. I forget people listen to them. Mm-hmm. This is the sticker for this year, Radiate Positivity, little radiation sign. And I've also got the classic, like, Bonnaroo stickers and glitter Bonnaroo stickers. And I've got pins, and I've got keychains, and I've got stupid stickers, and yeah, so I got a lot of stuff. Check it out. There's also a sale going on right now through Bonnaroo. If you use coupon code the what all caps, you get 15% off. And the plug ends now.
There
we
you
should
go.
Set you, we should set you up a little table at the Wednesday party. Oh, there
oh,
you
yeah,
go.
That'd be cool.
What do you?
I've got enough inventory.
What do
Speaking
you guys,
of Wednesday, wait. Speaking of Wednesday, we also had somebody drop this on our Discord. There's a Rue chess meetup.
Yep.
So if
yep,
you want to play chess, bring your board, bring your pieces. That's Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. in Plaza 5.
Well, along those lines, because I was just looking at that schedule, what do you That's tell people it's their first time about not trying to do everything all at once?
I say you can't see all of Disney World in one day, so you're going to miss something. You have to live with it, and that's why you got to come back next year.
But there's an inclination, you know what I mean? It's like we got to go see everything all at once, and I know how I am. You know, you get out of the car, let's go. We got to go. I guess what I'm saying is my advice is it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Spend that whatever your first day, you know, just relaxing, taking it all in, finding out where everything is. And then there's tomorrow. We always say it, don't overdo the first day. Mm-hmm. You want to get to Monday, right? Somehow, some way you got to get to Monday. Right. All right. It's so crazy because Wednesday didn't exist, you know, back in the day. Thursday was moving day and it was a relaxing day. There was almost not there was nothing really until about what, 3 or 4 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And now Wednesday has a, you know, especially out in the plazas, has a full schedule. So, and also remind everybody, it's a huge place. You think you're going to be able to just, you know, jump from one plaza to the next, and you can, but it's a long way. So, just kind of be ready, be comfortable. You know, there you go.
Get your steps in now. Everyone always says it, but
yeah.
Do it now. I've also been driving my car with no air conditioning lately. trying to acclimate. I'm working in an office. Like,
yeah, me too.
I don't have a chance.
Yeah.
Sitting in a chair all day.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, we're laughing, but it's the truth.
It's
is that your way of saying your air conditioning's broken, Kyle?
What?
All right. What?
We've all been there.
Anything else on Wednesday?
There's a hydration meetup, and speaking of stickers, there's a sticker hunt. I think we're going to be
our
group. So that might be another good place for you to be, Kyle.
Yeah, I got to look into
that. Yeah, they reached out too. I think I'm going to try to get them some What Podcast stickers. Maybe some of my face.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to do that again. I still see that lady's face last year. Thanks for the sticker of your face. What the hell? All right. So, you can go all night if you want to on Wednesday, and you're going to want to. You're going to think about it, but then Thursday comes, and just remind everybody, the sun comes up, what, about 5:45, 5:50, 6 o'clock in the morning.
You're going to want a full night's rest.
There's another good tip. Talking about your van and the door and how it opens, if you can, try to think about where the sun is going to come up.
Figure out which way is east.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And how you orient your tent. Made that mistake several times.
Yeah.
And also maybe look around at where the generators are and the lights that Bonnaroo puts in place, because that thing is going to come through your tent door or whatever if you're next to it. We made that mistake as well. Seemed like a really good idea at noon. And then at midnight, you got a bright light.
We may or may not have disabled one of those one year.
Yeah, we might have turned one off. But I
used one to make coffee one year, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. And where the porta potties are, that was another mistake. The slamming doors all night long. The sun comes up in the east, don't forget, and it's going to come and it's going to hit your tent at 6 o'clock in the morning, and it's going to be hot and bright and steamy.
If you don't learn that lesson on Thursday, you're going to learn it real quick on Friday.
You're going to learn it.
Correct.
I've heard a lot of people say, and I'm kind of just going randomly here, but like, put your clothes in your car when you leave, or your blankets so that they don't get wet if it rains. I've never thought about that one. Just those sorts of things.
Actually, even just the dew at night, if you get back late, there can just be dew on your sleeping bag.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some tents, will drip. I've had that where 3 or 4 in the morning and it dropped, hitting you in the head. So if you got a tarp, put it over your tent. That helps a little bit. What are some of those other?
I'm laughing at you guys in camper van.
Yeah, these are not issues
that we face. Like, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, spoiled. That's true.
Although they also act as ovens, though. Like, I'm sure you could attest to that, Russ. Like, it gets hot in there. But you sleep upstairs, so maybe it's different for you. I don't know.
I sleep upstairs except at Bonnaroo because, like you said, all the heat rises and it just gets trapped up there. So it does kind of cook you. So, most of the time, especially in winter, that's a great place to sleep. But, I think at Bonnaroo, sleeping downstairs.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought you would be breezier up top.
Well, you'd think so, but, you know, all the heat rises. And I do run fans, and, you know, I've got the windows open and stuff, and it helps. But it's still just a few degrees cooler downstairs. And every degree cooler you can get helps when you're trying to sleep.
The more you know.
There you go. What are you guys doing about meals? Are you snacking? You grazing? You full meals?
I bring a lot of fruit. I think the past couple of years, I've just survived off of cold fruit. I showed up with like 12 mangoes. You just eat a whole lot of fruit and sandwiches, like cold sandwiches, and then some festival food. Got to get a Wookiee dog, got to get a Roddy roll, and fruit.
Yeah, of course, a lot of that's not open yet on Tuesday, Wednesday.
That is true. So. Wookiee dogs are. Those are out in the Shakedown Street or wherever that is, wherever that little area is called.
Yeah, each plaza now has their own kind of a couple places to get something to eat. I don't bring any perishable food. It's not worth it. It's going to ruin your cooler and everything that's in your cooler. You're not going to want to cook.
All right, so we're up Thursday. Let's start talking about lineup type of stuff. What are you guys doing? What's your first thing?
And I know what your answer should be, so let's hear it.
Yeah, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock at the Who
Thursday
stage.
When it opens up, I'm running straight to the merch table. That's my go-to. Like the second center opens, I high knee it straight to the merch table. It's the only time I run all year. And I get there, I get my merch, I head back to camp, and then I go back into Cineroo and have a good time.
All right.
I need to get the posters.
Nice. All right. What about you,
so
Adam?
You're going to be at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing the right answer yet.
I don't know the right answer.
4 o'clock, Planet Roo.
I got you. So speaking of which, we actually have a tent for Totem or a booth in Planet Roo this year for Totem. And we're going to be there. I think I could announce this. It's going to be in a shaded big tent this year with the stage. So there's going to be extra shade there. So I'm going to help set up the booth there. And then I'm going to see Kyle at the merch stand. And then I'm going to be probably catch a show or two. And then I'm going to be back there to see the What Podcast at 4 p.m.
There you go.
There it is.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Ditto.
You know, the merch thing is a good point. What you don't want, they have lockers. So if you get a locker and you go and you want to buy merch, you can put it in a locker, I guess. But what you don't want is to have that merch and then have to schlep it around for the rest of the day, right? So you got a plan to go get it, take it back to your camp, and factor that in, right? If you're fortunate enough to be close enough, no big deal. But if you're in one of those back lots, of course, if you're there by Thursday, you probably fairly close, but still, you got to consider that, right? What you carry in, you've got to carry around with you all day long.
The lockers are memories of.
Yeah, I never use a locker. I've always been curious about it, but lately I've been camped near the arch, so I've been able to pop back out. But a lot of years I've been walking around carrying t-shirts and posters. I'm just sweating. Like I've got this, like these shirts draped over my arms, and I'm still walking around Cineroo to see all the new stuff. I'm like, man, I got to get back to camp. I should pull this stuff down. But yeah,
I will say with them, they're doing a lot more diverse merch. It when they release it the day before or whatever, the good stuff goes fast. So if you see like a cool fanny pack, or last year they had a fishing vest, that kind of stuff. If you're not just looking for a t-shirt, if you want something specific, get there early because it goes fast.
Yeah. Yep.
Overalls, cast iron pans.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah. The lodge. Yeah, we got one of those. Neat. Those are cool. But imagine carrying that thing around all day.
Right. That would be straight back to camp. Like, there's no walking around Cineroo with a cast iron skillet in hand.
Yeah, I was fortunate that year because Lodge, remember, they were camped a few rows down from us. So, you know, I just got it while I was at camp. Didn't have to carry it around.
We were very lucky. Kellerman, Bob Kellerman was right next to us. So, but we did have a couple of friends come by and buy two and left them with us and come back later to get them because they didn't want to carry them around in Cineroo all day long. Yeah. As you can imagine. So that's a good tip. Plan that out, think about it. And then come back, and start your day. Right. So music for you. When's it start?
Wait,
go ahead.
4 o'clock at the house stage in Planet Roo. We're doing a live podcast, the What Podcast live on stage. It's going to be me, you, Barry, and Brian. And we've got some special guests lined up. Brad Parker is going to be there. And so we're going to record a live episode. So you can be there for that. Q&A, you can ask questions. And then we're going to have like a little meetup kind of before and after. And we're still working on an artist, correct?
We are. I've made the ask. We'll see if it happens. Yeah. I'm hoping. We'll have an artist perform. But then mostly what I'm excited about is hanging out with everybody who listens to this show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus talking to Brad Parker. Pardon?
Yeah.
So the Hug and Howdy Tour.
The Hug and Howdy Tour. That's right. Yeah. It continues. And very excited about having Brad Parker be a part of our panel, as I call him now, our high-paid fact checker. Yeah. He listens in on all this, and I get texts from him. You got that wrong. You got one more thing wrong. Fix it. All right. Now can we talk music?
Yeah, let's get into music.
All right. What do we got? What's first? What are we listening to on Thursday?
I've got Sammy Virgie, Joey Valance, and Die Spitz for Thursday. Those are my three that I really want to see for the day.
Yeah, those are three good ones. What do you got, Evan?
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out Shanlorn Callahan. She's Maggie Rogers' guitar player. She's playing Who at noon. Shotgun Aru at the Arch. Crumb Snatchers. We got the podcast. I think my first artist that I'm really excited about is Will Dorado. They're really great. Put them on your road trip playlist.
Yeah.
And then I got Marcus King, Dogs in a Pile, Luke Combs, Rebecca Black, Daniel Donata, Dom Dahl, ICP, and maybe Frick Frack.
What do you guys think about
Luke
Combs?
How many of those are you actually going to see, though? You just mentioned pretty much everyone playing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
This is the teleportation schedule. So yeah. We'll see what actually happens. I am pretty good at making a good amount of the shows, but...
Shout out to Dogs in a Pile. We had them on a couple weeks ago, and we saw them perform here in Chattanooga. And so, yeah, that's going to be a great show.
What do you guys think about the Luke Combs? It's a little bit out of... we've talked about it before, but that's a big get, a different get for Bonnaroo. It being a Thursday, it's on the what? What do you think?
I think it's cool for Bonnaroo.
I think it's a good way to expand their market and their interests. I had a couple other people reach out to me saying, hey, Luke Combs is playing. I kind of want to come for that. So if that's kind of one of the things that keeps the motor turning, then so be it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all agree. All right. Evan, because the EDM, is this a good day? Sammy Verdi, you said Dom Dalla. What about the Infinity Stage? When are you guys going to check that out?
I think Sammy's on the Infinity Stage. If I'm not mistaken, I don't have the schedule in front of me. He's on there. Is he on the other?
Yeah, okay. Nine.
Whoever the first person on Infinity Stage is, I'm going because
I think we all are, right?
Gotta see what that's all about. Yeah, I think all of Bonnaroo is going to be at the Infinity Stage for the first act. I forgot who it is, but they're going to get a hell of a crowd.
it might be a merch stop after the merch stand just to walk through and see it before it gets packed.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
I've been envisioning it for so long, I'm so curious to see if what I have in my head is going to be what it's really going to look like. Like, we know where it's going to be. We know kind of what it's going to look like. And, comparing it to other festivals that have similar 360 stages like that. Like, I'm so excited. We lost Calliope a while ago. And, this is pretty cool. This is a cool get.
I'm glad you pronounce it correctly, too.
Yeah, me too. I noticed that, too.
Calliope.
Yeah.
Actually, that's probably what's going to happen. And this is that reality. Probably go buy merch. And then you got to go check out the fountain. Because it's right there, and then swing on over to the Infinity, right? And then maybe take your merch back, and then come back. That's probably
how
that's going to work.
Stages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how that's going to work. All right. I think both of you nailed it with the artists. Those are the ones I want to see.
Nobody mentioned ICP. I'm going to be there.
Yeah,
I meant to.
Oh, I said it fast, but I said it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Opposite Joey Valance. So that's going to be one of those.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
So anything plaza-wise for you guys on Thursday, or is everything in Centaroo?
I got a couple Who Staged Things. We'll see if that actually happens. But I was going through the whole lineup in prep for this. The whole Who Staged lineup, you could make a little mini local festival out of that. Every single artist there is really, really good. So I think if you go to anything there, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm really curious to see how it plays out this year with so many options in so many different places on the farm. We've always said, you make your list and you think you're just going to hop from one thing to another and catch it all, and you can't. So I'm curious to see if it's that sort of crowd control type of thing. Like we've said, everybody's going to be at the Infinity Stage at some point or another, probably early, right? And then where everybody breaks up and goes wherever. So,
yeah.
All right. All night? You going all night Thursday?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I need to find the schedule. We'll pull the schedule up real quick. But I don't think, yeah, Thursday, that's too early to go all night. Like, you're still getting your legs underneath the view.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if you come Monday or Tuesday. So,
exactly.
All right. Friday, what do we got?
There's a lot going on Friday.
Starts with the beer exchange.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. True. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yeah. It's actually a little earlier this year, right? It's 10:30 instead of 11?
Yeah, I see 10:30.
That's a good time. If you guys are listening and you can make it, bring a 6-pack or a 12-pack or something from your local. And it's a great way to meet a lot of people that you've heard on the various podcasts. I've seen on Reddit, you know, Discord. It's a cool way to get different beers, but mostly just to, I think it's such a classic Bonnaroo event, right?
It's the original, fan made event. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taco, which kind of what states of PBRs haven't you tasted yet?
Guam.
You know, yeah, they all kind of taste the same, so I won't be disappointed.
I would have thought you had a list, like you're probably trying to get Alaska, Virgin Islands.
I need like a map. I can stick pins on. Yeah.
Pins.
I'm thinking back to last year's beer exchange. I believe, Evan, that was kind of the first time you and Brian Stone met in person. Is that right?
It's possible, yeah.
Kind of going off because you had a whole Pearl Jam thing to talk about. And then meanwhile, me and Barry got onto the Roo bus and we ran into Kyle, remember? And then you came on with us and we had a big kind of a group thing. We recorded an episode there on the Roo bus with y'all.
Yeah, we got to meet in person for the first time, Parker, Reed, and Michael.
First time for you. I've met him.
Oh, okay. I mean, we've talked many, many times, but first time in person, got the hug and howdy. The hug and howdy tour, as it was. So, yeah, it was great. That's a lot of fun. Like I said, plan on that. It's Evan, you guys have surprises plan for that as well, because it's right there by the Roo bus and the monkey bar and everything.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can definitely come on down. We'll have Dave running the monkey bar. We're gonna have little mini events at the monkey bar. They're gonna do a D&D thing. I think some people are gonna do astrology talks. So there's always, if you come to our living room, there's gonna be something happening. And then Dave every morning, he does a coffee service. So you can get hot coffee in the morning. And he always has a signature cocktail for the day. So definitely come by for that.
I will say, usually one of Dave's cocktails, one's pretty much all you need.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
He's got a heavy hand when it comes to pouring the liquor, which is not a bad thing. But if you don't stay there and just drink after drink after drink, probably one is going to get you right.
Yeah, it'll sneak up on you. Yeah, for sure. All right, what about the lineup? What are we seeing on Friday?
Friday is Tipper Day and Of the Trees Day. So those are two of my top acts for sure. Glass Animals, got to see Glass Animals. I haven't seen them since they're on the farm back in 2016, somewhere around there. I'm not sure when that was. Tyler, the Creator, of course. You know, this will be like my fourth or fifth time seeing him, so it's cool to watch him grow over the years. Like the first time I saw him, I think, was 2013. He was like playing with Earl Sweatshirt in the old Masquerade in Atlanta, RIP.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Foster the People would be cool because they were also there my first Bonnaroo in 2012. And, you know, all I know is Pumped Up Kicks, but like I'm pumped for Pumped Up Kicks. I can't wait. I'm so stoked. I'm hoping I can time it just right so I can like show up, hear a couple songs, hear Pumped Up Kicks, and then, you know, move on to the next show because Friday is just so stacked.
You probably know more than you know. Infinity. I was going to say, probably. You probably know more of them. And also check out the new Foster the People record. It's really, really, really good. And it's got a little EDM influence to it. You'd probably like a cop. Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to check that out. Yeah, we've also got, Levity, Detox Unit, Tate B. I mean, the dubstep on Friday is wild. And the Infinity Stage has great, like, bass house artists like Abo and, like, Om Nom. And then you got King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard. Like, there's so much going on. Friday. Yeah.
Friday's
crazy.
I
don't know how I'm going to do it all. I'm not making a plan. I'm just putting little stars, which are the ones I want to go to. And if I'm near them, I see them. And if not, it wasn't meant to be. I'll see them next time.
That's the way to do it. And what is this? This is new since we last looked at the schedule. Slightly Stupid Bonnaroo Blaze 420 set on the what? On the Witch Stage? It's a trap? Yeah.
It's a trap. There will be no 420 at that show. Okay.
Our friends Flip Turn gotta give them a shout out. What they were at the Moon River here in town. We got to interview them three years ago, I guess. Amazing to see them now on the What stage.
They also played the Rubus party 1 year.
Yep.
They went from the group camp to the What stage in like
I know,
years.
Yeah. This
pretty
is
crazy.
Very
this is
cool.
Really crazy.
Levity is on your playlist, Kyle. They're one of the ones that stood out to me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, for sure.
They're a blast.
Again, opposite that King Gizzard, so that's going to be a lot of walk by. A lot of Goose, opposite Rainbow, Kitten Surprise. I mean, there's just so much. Megadeth later at night. Friday is probably going to be the painful day. start early and go late type of day, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Pace yourself because Megadeth 12:45 to 2.
Yep. Gotta see it. And when else are you gonna see Megadeth?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right.
Just like ICP, like you know, same situation. Gotta see him.
Yeah.
And Luke Combs. I mean, yeah, there's so many that's what's interesting about this lineup is there's so many when else are you gonna see them types, but also just lots of lanes, you know, lots of Foster the People, Flip Turn, Allie and AJ type of thing.
Yep.
Gotta see, right? Mannequin Pussy. Oh, my God. Friday is crazy. MJ Lenderman. Yeah, that's going to be a long day.
Yeah, Friday's insane.
A good day.
Yeah.
And what's horrible is I could easily stay at the other all day Friday. Like, everybody who's playing.
Right.
I'd be content. That's a festival in itself that I'd pay to, like a boutique festival.
That's what
so,
I
like,
mean.
I'd sit there all day, but like I'm not going to. I'm going to move around. But like, man,
that's what I mean by the lanes. Yeah, yeah. You could literally same with the what? I mean, you could, or even that tent. I mean, you can do it.
It's amazing.
Not going to get out into Outer Roo on Friday. Not going to happen.
No.
Besides the morning.
Yeah. Yes. That's right. Beer.
Yeah, we'll be there for the beer.
God, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
You end it with some Frick Flag Blackjack?
I'm already tired.
And you guys got a golf cart.
Yeah, we do. I
hope we do, yeah.
I hope we get the golf cart. That's the one perk. All right. So Saturday, again, that sun's going to hit us at 6 o'clock. Pace yourself. Saturday is recovery day. Gotta be recovery morning.
Real quick about Friday.
Go ahead.
Friday is Friday the 13th.
Oh, that's right.
And I've dropped little Reddit posts and a Facebook post about, you know, if everyone wants to get some hockey masks together in front of the arch and, you know, shotgun a beer with the hockey mask in front of the arch at a certain time on Friday. Like, I'm putting it out there. I'm putting it out into the world right now. So if we want to do this, let's figure it out. Because, like, I would love to make an artfully painted hockey mask, like a Bonnaroo hockey mask. It'd be so cool. And well, what else has this ever happened? Friday the 13th on the farm?
Yeah.
2014.
Spooky.
Yeah, it's happened.
Was it 2014? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I wasn't there then.
So, like 10 years
I only
ago,
remember now. Because Jack announced it on stage. He's like, there's some crazy stuff going on right now. The last night was Friday the 13th. We got a full moon. So.
Sweet.
We're moving to Saturday. When does it start for you guys? And this is one of those realities, because we've done it. What's the reality? When do you think you're going to head out? And what's the reality of what Saturday's going to look like for you guys?
I would like to be in there, according to the schedule, between 1 and 2. I think I'll be in there probably... I'll be in there for Mary Droppins at 4:45 on the Infinity stage. That's a can't miss for me.
That's such a good 4:45.
Yeah, that name stuck out to me.
She's been tearing it up lately. So it's Mary Droppins, Dope Lemon, like in Action Bronson, back to back to back. And then from that point on, there's back to back stuff all day until the wee hours of the morning.
We have a similar Rubus podcast at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
That's right.
And I think we have secured the artist that's going to be playing, which is going to be pretty cool. I think my first, like, if I was not doing that on a normal day, my first drop dead, like, get out of there might actually be like 4 or 5 for like six or for Big Gigantic, which is at 6:30. So might be a little later of a start after a big Friday.
It makes
sense. Yeah, you guys are talking Totem on your live podcast, right?
Yeah.
Are you part of that? Okay.
Yep. I'm not going to be on stage, but I'll probably be doing photo for it.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and we should mention too, Thursday. Well, Thursday's us. Friday is actually going to be Ruham. They've got their slot at
four o'clock.
Friday, right?
Ruham guys, Parker and Reed, and Michael are going to be doing. We don't know what they're going to be doing yet. I haven't heard from them. What they're going to be talking about? I need to reach out to those guys. Evan, along those lines, you guys have so many things planned. How are you going to get it all in? I mean, you could literally just stay by the bus all week and have a great time. So,
yeah, I mean, we're organizing a wiffle ball game on Tuesday. There's like our Discord server is crazy. Everyone has all these ideas, and I'm like, guys, when are we going to do all this? You guys have all this extra room in your car for all this too. But everyone's really ambitious, and everyone's really enthusiastic, and somehow it's all going to perfectly work out.
I think
there was a certain point, like a couple of weeks ago, where Dan and Charlotte were like, we can't do anymore. We're at capacity. No more ideas here.
Yeah. I mean, I think Russ and I are looking at each other like, I think we'll sit by the bus on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. We'll hang out.
I'm looking forward to doing less.
Exactly.
Sit around and have a beer.
Yeah, that's right. That's the big decision. When's that first beer? All right. Saturday reality is it's going to be probably game day decision type of stuff. It's going to depend on the weather. It's going to depend on how hard we went Friday. Right.
Right.
It does seem like the schedule's designed like that a little bit. It seemed like it's a slower start to the day.
Yeah, there's...
But it heats up quick.
I want to see Avril. I want to see Olivia, Sasquatch. Definitely want to walk by. And then the King Gizzard and the Arcade Fire thing. Again, that's late. So maybe Saturday is spent getting ready for a late night Saturday. That's probably the reality for me.
Which is always dangerous, because if you spend so much time at camp, things can start flowing and then...
Yeah.
It ends up having the opposite effect.
You kind of get glued into that chair and then... Yeah.
That's happened. I'm not going to deny it. That's happened. Feels pretty good. Kyle, I always ask EDM because it's always fascinating to me, because it's become so important to this festival. I think we've talked before, you're not locked in. You're not just EDM, right?
No.
You want to go see all the different things. But people can,
like I said,
just do EDM. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You can. And now with the Infinity stage added with everything. Like, you could just bounce between the other and the Infinity stage and have your own little festival of just EDM music, which is fine. You know, it's becoming such a big part of the festival. Like I said earlier, like, I'm going from Mary Droppins to Dope Limit to Action Bronson. So we're going from bass dance music to, like kind of folkish, like hard folk, like Dope Limit, kind of like Texas Western kind of sound, I don't know, to Action Bronson rapping. And, like, that's all within an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's just a funny sentence, just to say that you're going to go from Mary Droppins to Dope Lemon to Action Bronson.
I mean, where else but Bonnaroo, right?
Yeah, where else would that make any sense at all?
Right.
That's one of the great things about Bonnaroo is you can have a group of three or four people, and you can have a radically different experience between all three or four of you.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mix in a little Insane Clown Posse and Megadeth just to round out your your experience.
Yeah. For example, Kyle, that 2018 year when we camped together the whole week. I don't think we saw a single show together, right?
I don't. Maybe no. Maybe the first show.
Maybe
the
yeah.
last show. Yeah. No, I only saw you at camp.
Yeah,
I love when that happens. I love when your neighbors have totally different experiences, because then you can, like, you know, powwow at the end of the night or the next morning, and they tell you a whole different world that they just experienced, and I'm telling them about this whole world I experienced. I'm like, were you on the same farm?
Exactly.
Like, I know, we got comparing schedules. You're like, I'm going to see this, and you're like, I'm going to see that. There was not one crossover act at all.
I would love to track us on a map and watch our dots, like, cross each other, but never actually
meet
up.
That'd be so funny. I know. Like, I bet we crossed so many times just going to different shows.
So many times.
Yeah.
All right. What I love about this EDM lineup, and thanks again to you for the playlist, is the diversity. Because as I've learned, EDM has become so many different things. There's house, there's trap, there's bass, there's all kinds. If you had to tell me, these are the two or three artists on the Infinity or the other, don't miss. Can you name two or three?
I mean, you got the Tipper in there, because this is his farewell tour. So I'm super excited for Tipper. No Totems of Tipper. Of the Trees has come so far. He's doing amazing shows. LSZ is an amazing project that's going on between LS Dream and Cozy right now. AT Aliens is going to fill the sudden death spot last year, the really hard stuff. That's going to be AT Aliens this year with some trap and some dubstep.
That's the one you said was going to kill us last year.
Yeah, and y'all didn't go. You're still here. You're still
it's
alive.
We're still
obviously
alive,
you didn't go. Oh yeah, that's gonna be a good one. The back to back with Of the Trees and Tate B is gonna be just insane. That's gonna be such a fun show. Sack Squatch, like, come on, like, Russ sent you a picture of I met Sack Squatch's cousin recently at a car show. He hung out in the van with me for a little bit.
Was
so
that really
was cool.
His cousin?
I
or
yes.
Is that just yes? Okay.
No. Yes.
Who would lie about that?
Right.
Yeah. Why would he lie about that? Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's so much, you know, then, like, also on Saturday, we've also got some drum and bass is being represented with What's So Not. It's going to do some drum and bass music all day. In Infinity all throughout the day has house playing all day, and you've got dubstep and trap that's sprinkled throughout the other and all that. They've done an amazing job of really diversifying this year. Experimental dubstep and, you know, more funky dubstep like Tipper and Detox Unit and stuff like that. They've done an amazing job. And so that's this lineup for me, EDM-wise, is the lineup that we did not get in 2020, was it? The canceled years?
Mm-hmm.
Like, those ones that were just too amazing to exist. And when this lineup came out, even just the leaks, although I was texting Russ nonstop and the leaks were coming out, I'm like, these leaks are insane. And, you know, Russ doesn't listen to Of the Trees. So he's like,
no,
oh,
I didn't
cool,
know
you
any know. Of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then, you know, when it finally came out, you know, just as it was coming out, I'm like, this is a miniature festival in itself, just the leaks and the actual lineup came out, and it's just, they did an amazing job. Bonnaroo guys, thank you. Like, you've blessed us this year. The EDM culture is very happy.
So question for you, because Brian Stone's been on this. He's been saying since the lineup came out, 2025 lineup beats 2020.
I'd have to look at 2020 again, but I'd probably agree. I don't remember 2020 that well off the top of my head.
Well, I think that's part of the
image of it.
I think that's part of it, is because it didn't happen and it was a canceled year. It's kind of moved into this part of our brain that's like this, like, you know, holy grail of things we'll never get. And that's what's kind of propping up the actual meat and potatoes of it. But when you put them side by side, 2025, I think he's got a point. I think it's got it beat.
I think you're right. I think he's right. This is a stellar lineup, to say the least.
I think the full body of the lineup is pretty doggone strong. That's what I mean. Yeah. Again, those lanes. There's something to do all day, every day. That's pretty good.
So, no matter what genre you or musical background you're from, there's something for you. Right. They've really done an amazing job this year. They're like Luke Combs. I'm not a country fan.
Right.
I don't listen to Luke Combs. I will be walking by just to see Luke Combs, and just he's there. Like the Bonner who brought him there for us to see. Right. Why would you not go see him? He's a major artist. Like you're a fool not to go.
You have to trust them at some point.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're smart fellas.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think they've earned that, right?
Yes.
You know, maybe not my thing, but it's probably going to be really good, and I want to go see it. If nothing else, to say I saw it, because where else are you going to see it?
Do you want to tease a little bit? We might be getting the people that actually booked the lineup here pretty soon, right?
Yep, working on it as we do, I think, every year. I can't wait to talk to them to see if they agree. Are they as happy with it as we are?
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to move on to Sunday?
I think so.
All right.
I think so.
So what are we doing Sunday again?
How could you not start out with hot dogs and dads at 12:30, Snake and Jake's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
If you're not there.
Hot dogs.
Come on.
Hot dogs and hot dads.
It's a name day on Sunday. Got that and post-sex nachos, which is just
right.
I'm not sure if I think that's a great name or a horrible name.
I think it's
a great name. And speed dating. I want to check that out too.
Yeah. We need to get you. We need to get you over there for one of those, don't we?
Yeah.
And of course, we got to find out why Barry can't swim. Sunday is, I mean, it's another good day. Do you spend the morning relaxing and getting ready for Vampire Weekend, Remy Wolf, King Giz? We haven't really talked about the whole King Giz thing. You guys gonna try to see all three shows?
What do you mean we haven't talked about it? I mention it every time. I'm going to all three sets.
Well, okay.
That's pretty much all I've been listening to.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through their catalog.
Yeah. You might get finished by the time Bonnaroo comes around. Mm-hmm.
By 2026.
Yeah.
And they only put out three more albums since I started.
What does Sunday look like for you guys?
I'm doing Fote on the Infinity. Gorilla Tea, be cool to go check out. Post-Sex Nachos. The Atalians and a Rouge Aftab conflict is crazy, because those are probably the two most opposite acts you can get. You've got Atalians, some trap dubstep, and you've got a Rouge, which is like a real like meditative, like deep, like healing sounds. And they're at the exact same time. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I go from meditation to go headbang, or if I go headbang and then go meditate. I haven't figured out what I want to do yet. But
now is it Atlians or Aliens?
It's Atalians.
Is that an ATL? Is that an Atlanta thing?
They're from Atlanta, yeah.
They're from Atlanta, yeah. Okay. And this has nothing to do with Big Boy, and this has nothing to do with Andre 3000 Outkast? Okay.
No. There was a bit of a little controversy recently, a little legal spat that they had where Outkast wasn't happy that they were calling themselves Atalians. I don't know how that ended. I think it just kind of swept away. But
somebody wrote a check, is my guess.
Yeah, possibly. But they're really cool. I don't know how Sasquatch and his suit and Atalians and their alien masks and their hoodies and black clothes on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
More power to them. I don't know how
like
they're
going
to do it.
Like that's Gore last year out there in that heat, man. And all those...
At least Gore was at night.
It was at 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah.
Well, they were
their set
out.
Was at night, but they were in costume all weekend.
They were there
long.
All weekend.
They were everywhere
yeah, that's true.
In full
they,
costume.
They did a thing in the press tent. We interviewed them, and they were in full costume, full makeup. And
that's true.
Yeah, this was like in the middle of the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
The things we do for our art.
Like. Exactly. Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys, but I think Hozier is a pretty great way to end the weekend.
That's awesome.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Washed Out.
You're
that's,
going to Washed
that's
Out.
That's one of my Infinity Stage sets.
It's a good one.
Natasha Bedingfield is probably going to be a pretty all-time moment.
It's got to
mention her, yeah.
Royal Otis is one of Brad's babies, so I think some yeah. of us feel something. They're put on, I've seen them a bunch of times. We've hung out with them after their shows. They're really cool guys. King Giz, Vampire Weekend, Queens of the Stone Age. I mean,
yeah.
That's a great Sunday. It's a great Sunday.
And I'll be honest, I've noticed people have been kind of complaining about it, but I'm excited that we're back to the old ways of Rue, where the last act on the what stage is it?
Yeah.
Like the past couple of years of doing the Where in the Woods and keeping the party going, I wasn't a fan of that. I like that
you.
Weird
yeah.
kind of
I
like
agree.
Camaraderie of family feeling of like when the fireworks go off, the what stage lights come up and it's over. And you know, you hear the renegade sets starting up in the campgrounds and you know the mm-hmm. random little things starting, but like it's that weird like you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what to do with your hands. Like you're looking at everybody around you like, did the past 5 days just happen? Like now we go back to camp and kind of in the 100-yard stare and, you know, drink a beer and rehydrate and yeah. talk with your neighbors and wake up the next morning and
go home.
Like it's so weird. Mm-hmm. But I love the fact that they're bringing that back. And like, you know, when it's over on the wet stage, it's over. Like go and swap stories and cry with your neighbors and, you know, have a good time and wind down.
Yeah. I like it.
Or go to a Renegade set. You know, they'll be popping up all over the place, I'm sure. You'll hear them.
If you had to put a percentage of how much of this you will actually do, what's your number? Evan, start with you.
I'm pretty diligent. I have a, like the list that I have in front of me is, you know, pie in the sky. But when I actually make the schedule, I print out like cards for myself and laminate them. 70-80% of that I usually hit. Probably I have like a every day I kind of have a drop dead thing. Like last year it was like, I'm leaving camp no matter what for Brittany Howard. So you guys can come with me so that's my strategy is like, there's one artist that I'm definitely making it in for and that's you come with me or not. But so I'm pretty diligent about it once I put the schedule together.
How about you, Kyle?
I aim for that 80% spot. That sounds so nice, but I know myself. I'm going 65%, 60%. I know I'm a side quester. Like I'll get carried away on some totally different thing. I'll look at my phone and realize like, oh, I missed so-and-so and shrug it off and keep going, you know, whatever. But yeah, I would love to see more, but I know I usually hit a little over half of who I want to see. And I also end up seeing people that weren't even on my list, but like I hear them live because I'm eating a churro and I'm walking by and they're playing and I just get sucked into it and 20 minutes goes by and I've watched half their set and you know
yeah. See, that's one of my favorite things about it is you know allow yourself to kind of be surprised and because you'll go off somewhere and then you just hear something off in the distance and you're like what is that and you'll go check it out and you end up staying for the whole set
and that's how you end up finding all your favorite bands
that's exactly right. There's always that surprise. I'm in that. What did you put a number, Russ? I'm in that 55-60% maybe.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like 25% if we're being realistic.
It depends how speed dating goes.
That's true, yeah.
Russ is gonna be playing Frick Flag Blackjack the whole weekend, betting everything. Yeah. He's gonna lose his bus.
But I mean that's the beauty of it, and it's a good time. Last year we joked it was for me was the Hug and Howdy tour, and I had a blast. I would not have changed anything. I got to see people that I wanted to see, not musicians, not artists necessarily, but friends. And so yeah, this year I think I'm probably going to get out and see more shows. So that's my plan anyway. All right, what else, guys? Like I said, the idea is, I think that sort of puts a bow on the idea for the show is you can plan all you want, but just plan on having a good time. Bring a good attitude, bring the right attitude, go with whatever happens. Be prepared. Put that sunscreen on those haunches. If you learn nothing else from today, put that sunscreen on those haunches. Take care of yourself. What else?
We didn't mention Where in the Woods. I really haven't dove into Where in the Woods this year.
You know,
what do you guys have to say?
I think it's one of those things where you have to trust them. Go check it out. I don't think anyone's going to know exactly what's happening, but they're doing those Southern City takeovers for New Orleans, Atlanta, Miami. So if you have if you want to go get some shade cool. in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Ross.
I'm glad they're kind of toning it down a little bit.
I was just saying, I think it's cool what they're doing with the Southern City takeovers. I think Thursday is Atlanta. Let's see. There's one day that's a New Orleans. Oh, Wednesday is Nashville. Friday is...
There's a
Miami day, yeah. So I think that's kind of cool. I don't know how much of that I'm actually going to get out and see, but it's worth checking out.
I guess along those lines, what I would say to somebody who's never been, or maybe even the second time or third time, is it's entirely possible that you find yourself in Where in the Woods, and that's where you stay for a day or two or whatever, or House of Yes or Infinity Stage. There's a lot of different ways to do Bonnaroo, I guess, is my point. You can try to hit as many things as you can, or you can find a spot, whether it's your own camp or Where in the Woods, and just that's your Bonnaroo, right? There's no right or wrong way to do it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Right.
Make a guideline, not a plan.
Yeah.
Like, you can't follow it, but you know.
Yeah.
Didn't Jack Sparrow say something like that? More like guidelines or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Don't get too bent out of shape if you've made all these plans and you've got to be at this spot at this time, and because you're probably not going to make it. And just be flexible and be easy, you know, go with the flow.
And don't attach yourself to somebody else. Don't let somebody else... is itinerary be your itinerary. If you want to go do something by yourself, go do it. Otherwise,
solo roo's a blast.
That's some of the best. That's some of the best advice I could give. If you want to go see something, go see it. You'll make a friend really fast.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't be offended if somebody doesn't want to come do what you want to do.
They don't want to come. Don't. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we always do kind of make a plan for just at least one show. Let's all get together and go see this one show together. But other than that, the whole weekend is very fluid.
Yep. See ya.
And you want to be there with people that want to be there. You don't want to be somewhere with someone that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let anybody else bring you down. All right, Kyle, man, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We will see you in a little over a month.
Crazy. I'm not ready.
No, yeah.
I'm not ready. I'm not even remotely ready.
No.
I think we're down to what? Oh, I looked it up. I don't remember. It's between 30 and 40 days.
Yeah.
We could probably do the math in our heads. We're probably 35 days out.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably close to it. Depending on when this comes out, which will be on Wednesday, depending on when you listen to it, and depending on when you go in. If you go in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Absolutely.
You know. So, yeah, we're in the range. I mean, we're just about a month out, which is crazy.
Crazy. The year just started. Like, what happened?
How did we get here? Yeah. We're just there. All right, Kyle, man, thanks.
I appreciate you guys.
Shout out your Etsy store and your Instagram again so people can find
right.
and get some stickers.
So it's Dope Shit. It's DOHPECHYTT on Etsy, and I've got an Instagram page. You can also follow my van, The Steely Van, on Instagram. If you see him in the campgrounds, he's the big orange, lovable Vanagon, Westphalia. Come say hello. I'm always down to chat and trade trinkets or whatever with people. And yeah, I'm so excited, guys. Like, I can't wait.
All right. So there you go. That was a lot of fun. Kyle's always, he's always a lot of fun to have on the show. He brings, like Evan said, he brings several years worth of experience, doing it, you know, his way.
I do have a small correction to make. He said B2B stands for back to back. It actually stands for butt to butt.
Okay. Especially at the especially at the hot dogs and hot dads.
There's going to be a line around Snake and Jake's to get into it for that event.
Yep.
I'm really curious, Ev. We're going to have you back on after, maybe like in July or August, to see just how it went for you guys with all the activities that you guys have got planned out there in your group. It's pretty nuts. You got your own mini festival within a mini festival within a mini festival going on.
We have a very enthusiastic and robust crew. So it seems like a lot of people somehow know what they're doing, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Only takes 10 years. Yeah.
I want to find that person. I want to find that person within your group who never leaves camp the entire time, because I'm going to guess there's going to be somebody.
Yeah. And you said have Evan back on. I was going to say, can we just make this permanent swap with Brian and Evan?
That's a fair trade. Yeah. I like it. I like it. All right.
I do want to mention, too, Evan, you were just on with the Rubus, with the Goose interview, right?
Yes. We interviewed Peter Ansbach of Goose. And it actually turned out to be a great conversation, so check it out. He volunteered at Bonnaroo in 2016, so he knows what it's all about. And he has some cool stories. And it turns out that he might have accidentally started this whole Wednesday party thing. So,
yeah.
I like it. Yeah, it was fun. All right, man. Thank you so much for stepping up, stepping in.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Always cool to talk with you guys.
It was a lot of fun. And we will see you for sure, if not Wednesday in the group, then at the Beer Exchange, if not before, in person.
It sounds like I'm going to see Taco on Monday at ComJohn.
I might do that. I'm thinking about it. I'm kind of... Oh, man, not to think about it. I could come in Wednesday night or Monday night.
He's there. What's he thinking about?
Yeah.
He's there.
Have a beer at Common John's. It sounds neat. Speaking of having a beer, Barry, remember you called me the other day, and I was sitting there at Lo Main having a beer. And, you know, Graham, your nephew that owns it, he was there working the bar. And I said, oh, Graham, Barry says hi, by the way. And he said, which Barry?
Yeah, I know, right? I need to talk to him about that.
Yeah. How many berries does he know?
Yeah. I think you had to explain it like twice. Barry.
I did, yeah. Because he was like, well, I know Barry with the band.
Your uncle.
I know this Barry. Your uncle. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
meh.
All right. Yeah, you're
going
to
have the one who lives across the street, by the way, Evan. Literally, he lives across the street.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, can't wait to hug and howdy. Thanks again, and thanks everybody for listening. Be sure and subscribe and hit like, and even leave us a review or if